This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Necessarily agree with the sentiment, but that was the Concretes with You Can't Hurry Love, Tune-a-Rooney. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. It's a Tuesday afternoon for me, pre-recording the programme for you. For you, it's either Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, or whenever you choose to listen to the programme using the wonderful BBC iPlayer. Featured artist this week is Bill Withers. I killed Bill once. I'll tell you about that as we go along. Three tunes from him between now and 4 o'clock. When Iggy Pop takes over once more, a fantastic series of programmes he's making for us at the moment. What else have I got for you? The theme of this week's programme is music based on loops. And this is kind of a setup for a loop special that I want your help with in the future. More about that in a bit. New music from Little Dragon, Goats, that tune that I promised you last week. A Dead Forest Index, a band I've not heard of before. I'll be playing some of them in the second hour. Jolie Holland, my wonderful friend and pen pal. One from Tune Yards as well, which is just fantastic. Song for Guy recommendations included Adventures in Stereo, Amadou and Miriam, and Feist, and a Desert Island Disc snippet from Steve Coogan. And of course, the Beckopedia will be dropping by with more recommendations to further enhance our appreciation and knowledge of music. Now though, let's kick off with our featured artist, Bill Withers. This great tune is called Use Me. This does amazing things to my guitarist, Mark Potter's limbs. I think it's this clavinova thing that you can hear burbling away throughout the tune. Take it away, Bill, and happy Sunday, you lot.
Feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on.
me up until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people. And then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you, useless people. It all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Bill Withers and Use Me, my featured artist this week. That song will forever remind me of entering a transvestite cocktail lounge in Los Angeles called The Palms with the rest of Elbow. Karaoke is the band's sport of choice when we're on the road. They had a big karaoke sign in the window. We were jet-lagged and upside down, and despite it being the middle of the afternoon, we all piled in. And I won us a round of strawberry daiquiris with my version of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. But that was the tune that was on when we went in. Bill Withers, Use Me. I love it. New music now from Little Dragon. They're a Swedish electronica group formed in 1996, fronted by the beautiful and incredibly talented Yukimi Nagano, who was born to a Japanese father and a Swedish-American mother. They were formed in Gothenburg. There you go, for your information. This is from their latest record, Nabuma Rubber Band. It's called Pretty Girls, and it's pretty amazing. from their latest album, Naboomba Rubber Band. That was Little Dragon and Pretty Girls. An amazing group. They're touring soon. I think very soon, actually. I'll check those dates out for you. While we listen to this next song. My theme this week is loops. This is a setup for a more thorough programme on loops that I want to do in the future. I want your knowledge of the loop in music, whether it be classical or jazz, or any wild sort of electronica stories. I could look all this up, but what's the fun in that? I want your emails with your favourite tunes involving loops, based on loops, and the history of the loop in music. It's something that my band are very fond of, having come up with the Bristol sound, I suppose, sample culture through early hip-hop, and then the trip-hop stuff that came out of Bristol. We're going to have some Massive Attack later on as well. But have a listen to this one from Talking Heads. This is very early loop stuff. They took an awful lot of influence from Fela Kuti and all the Afrobeat stuff. Something I didn't realise until I was told by our excellent sound engineer Danny Evans recently. Listen to the loop on this tune. Despite the very obvious key change on the chorus, the bass line never changes, pointing to the fact that it's a loop. That kind of... the way that sometimes hip-hop, trip-hop music, sampled music, stuff that uses loops, doesn't always make mathematically correct musical sense. It gives things an urban flavour, I think. It's music benefits all the more from it. Anyway, no more talking. Have a listen to the Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime. I love this.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself,
silent water, under the rocks and stones, there is water under the ground.
Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime, especially for Elbow's sound engineer and studio engineer these days, the wonderful Danny Evans.
The best thing about festivals, I guess, is the fact that for a very small time, a very weird community has popped up out of nowhere. It can be one of the only times in the year where you get lots of people like you all in one place.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
Wandering around, discovering things, getting lost, a big fan of getting lost, in the hope that I'll come home at the end of it with a list of new things to love and get obsessed with. My Friday show's a bit like a festival in that it's also somewhere where lots of like-minded people can come and discover some new music that you can take away with you, new things that some of your favourite bands have done that perhaps you weren't aware they were doing. Basically a big place where we hang out and share things.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Listen to my latest show right now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
Let's hear from the Beckopedia, because she's great. Our mystery musical history girl. Now then.
Now then. The early 70s seemed to produce a torrent of female voices with something to say. Confident, forthright singer-songwriters who challenged the hearts and flowers image of women in music. Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Carly Simon, they all helped shape the musical landscape. But what happened to Phoebe Snow? The native New Yorker had all the ingredients to become an enormous success. Great songs, brilliant voice, and of course being in the right place at the right time. At first she seemed set to succeed, with her first single dominating the summer of 74 and her debut album going gold. Then her daughter Valerie Rose was born and everything changed. Valerie was severely brain damaged and totally dependent on Phoebe, and from then on, every time it came to a choice between her career and her child, she chose Valerie. Not that her music ended there. She went on to record 7 more albums, and she toured occasionally, but never really regained her momentum. And listening to Harpo's Blues, with a voice which by turns is brash, bluesy, delicate and gentle, as she meanders through the heartfelt lyric, you have to wonder just how much more she had to give. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Costumes and pretend. I wish I was a mountain. I'd pass boldly through the clouds and never end. And I wish I was a soft refrain. When the lights were out, I'd play and be a friend. I strut and fret, my hour upon the stage. The hour is up, I have to run and hide my rage. I'm lost again.
absolutely love that. That's Phoebe Snow and Harpo's Blues, as recommended by our very own Beckopedia. Isn't she wonderful? Another one from our featured artist this week. I wasn't aware of this song till it was recommended to me as a Song for Guy recommendation. If you're a first time listening to the programme, that's basically me asking you to send us an email recommending a song that you've either not heard me play or you don't think I will be aware of for any reason whatsoever, whether it's because you're from another country or from another time. This was a recommendation from Sue McMahon. And if you've got a Song for Guy recommendation, the address is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. You'll recognise a sample at the beginning of this song that was used by Blackstreet many years later. But for now, our featured artist, who I killed once, I'll tell you about that in a minute, Bill Withers and Grandma's Hands. I love this song.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, Grandma's hand, soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Sue McMahon. I'm dedicating that to the wonderful Miss Athena Karamitsos, who I know loves it to bits. Bill Withers and Grandma's Hands. Did you recognise the sample from No Diggity? Hey, it all comes from somewhere. So loop culture, trying to get you thinking about loops that you love. Send me those, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Divya Simani has sent me an email, it's here. He now lives in Reading, of Indian origin, born in Kampala. He says, Dear Guy, a song I would recommend is Boche Dimanche from an album of the same name by Amadou and Miriam. The French lyrics are simple and words and lively music convey the atmosphere of Sunday weddings in Bamako, which is the capital of Mali. I hope you like it. Do you know what? I've just realised there's nothing to indicate that Divya is a man or a woman. Either way, thank you very much for your Song for Guy recommendation. I love the description of what this is. Amadou and Miriam, Boche Dimanche. If you've got married recently or just enjoyed a wedding over the weekend, why not send me a small video of you dancing to this next tune? Amadou and Miriam and Boche Dimanche. Thank you, Divya.
Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako,
c'est le jour de mariage. Les parents et les sympathisants sont au rendez-vous. Les copains et les voisins sont au rendez-vous. Les foulés et Jedi sont aussi au rendez-vous. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage.
Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 2:30. I'm Claire Runacres. Ed Miliband has repeated his criticism of David Cameron for not issuing a clearer message condemning Israel's military action in Gaza. Mr. Miliband denied he was playing politics, saying he wanted the Prime Minister to say Israel's approach was wrong and unjustified. Mr. Miliband also condemned Hamas, but said the government here must urge both sides to implement a ceasefire. His comments came after a missile attack close to a school where 3,000 Palestinian civilians were sheltering. Palestinian health officials say 10 people were killed. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner is a spokesman for the Israeli military.
We are operating in coordination with the United Nations, with UNRWA. We are discussing the situation on the ground. We're facilitating their activities. And indeed, there are challenges on the ground. We will have to look into this incident and learn from it.
A Royal Navy ship has sailed into Libyan waters to help more than 100 British citizens leave the country. An upsurge of violence between rival militia groups has claimed more than 200 lives here there in the past fortnight. A woman has been charged with murdering a 7-year-old girl in Nottingham. The girl's body was found at a house in the city on Thursday. She had died from a head injury. Kay Ann Morris, who's 23, is due before magistrates tomorrow. At least 26 people are reported to have been killed in a strong earthquake in southwest China. The quake, measuring 6.1, struck Yunnan province during the afternoon. At the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, England's Lizzie Armistead and Emma Pooley have claimed gold and silver in the 98-kilometre women's road race. But there was disappointment for England's netball team as they lost 52-48 to Jamaica in the bronze medal match. England's coach is Anna Myers.
Absolutely gutted. The girls are better than the performance they put out today. Hard task to get back up after obviously running New Zealand so close yesterday. But unfortunately, we didn't play our best netball today, and, you know, credit to Jamaica.
That's Six Music News. Your next update is at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
threw me to the sky. Down is up and up is down. I crumble, climbing high. I've met you twice before. When you put breath in my lungs, when my own kin had me gagged, when you taught me to breathe underwater, when I heard myself drown.
Best live outfit this year on the festival circuit, in my humble opinion, that's Tune Yards and Time of Dark. She's just going to keep improving. She really is incredible live. You must see Tune Yards if you get the opportunity. So energetic and positive and full of life, and we could do with a bit of that, couldn't we now? And always, in fact. She makes her own loops on stage, Tune Yards, when she's putting this stuff together. If I was to guess, being a music nerd, I'd say she's using a software called Ableton Live, which I'm trying to master myself at the moment. But being slightly older, I can't master technology the way I used to. Maybe I'm just getting lazy. Or maybe it's my enormous sausage fingers getting in the way, who knows. So, loops, I'm talking about music made of loops. I'm trying to whet your palate for another loop special, a more thorough one, supplied by you in the future. Here is, as promised, some trip-hop from Bristol. I love this song. I have done since the first time I heard it. And many years later, I ended up working and becoming very good friends with Rob Del Naja of Massive Attack. This is Unfinished Sympathy. Have a listen to the repetitive cry of the vocalist in the background all the way through this. See if you know what I mean about the key being wrong and therefore a little bit jarring and giving it a more urban feel. Am I analysing it too deeply? Has my comment enhanced your enjoyment of the song? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Prisoner, Massive Attack and Unfinished Sympathy. I'm going to play you now a tune that I thought about because of the Tune Yards record that I just played. Time of Dark was the name of the song, by the way, in case I forgot to read that out. Do buy Tune Yards records. Do go and see her live. She's incredible. This is Femi Kuti, though. I got to see him at Glastonbury Festival 6 or 7 years ago. Might have even been more than that, you know, thinking about it. It was at the Jazz World stage, and it was just incredible. I really didn't know anything about Afrobeat, or indeed Femi Kuti's father's legacy, Fela Kuti. But it was quite simply one of the greatest gigs I've ever attended. This song's called Truth Don't Die, and if you've not got your stereo really loud, if you've not got your radio really loud, trust me, turn it up now and wait for the brass to come in. You won't be disappointed. from the album Shocky Shocky. That was Femi Kuti and Truth Don't Die. What about that brass, eh? I'm going to mess with some African brass soon. I just love it so much. It really, I don't know, gets into the shoulders, gets into the blood. Makes me do things my body shouldn't be able to do. I'm not sure what you think of that image, actually. Let's move on.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
I think in the morning, you just really want to know what's going on.
It's going to be a wet day.
Some of the music news in Latin.
You know, the music news, the weather. And we've even got Professor Brian Cox letting us know what's going on out there in space and stuff.
Could it be that we're the only intelligent civilization in our galaxy?
I think it's really important that we get to the matters that affect, you know, everybody. We ask the key questions.
In the event of an apocalypse, which insect would rule the world? Which is the best air rod? The question is, have you ever ridden a giant rodent? Did you have a chippy tea last night? Did you have an exotic tea? Did you have an old school fish fingers, chips and beans tea?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You know, they're just the big issues.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Loops. Adventures in Stereo make very, very crude and simple loops. Very simple loops. I believe Adventure Stereo was one of the guys from, what they called? Oh, Mental Aberration. Huge. Oh, what they called? Primal Scream. There you go. Sorry, late one last night. Yeah, one of Primal Scream is in Adventure in Stereo. These very, very rough loops, you can hear the jump every time the loop comes round. I think they've been made with like a very early sampler. But this is a lovely tune, it's all right. In its own right, I beg your pardon. This is Adventures in Stereo's There Was a Time. Lovely hippy-dippy stuff. I am a hippie at heart. I used to wear a bandana when I was a kid. I'll tell you. Flowers in the Hair by the sounds of it. That was Adventures in Stereo and There Was a Time. That was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from James Hatchett. Thank you, James. Micah P. Hinson was kicking around Manchester for ages. An interesting character, claims to be a Republican. I think it might be for effect. In any case, he contributed to a great compilation called Dream Brother, which was the songs of Tim and Jeff Buckley. My old friend and a former resident of Manchester, Stephen Fretwell, was also on the record. I was supposed to do his particular offering with him, and for one reason or another, I didn't. And he gave me so much aggro for it, shall we say. Anyway, here is Micah P. Hinson with Tim Buckley's Yard of Blonde Girls. I really like how impulsive this tune is. Micah P. Hinson with Tim Buckley's Yard of Blonde Girls.
Through the yard of blonde girls, oh, through the river and the sea, gold sharks glittering, a tree of white breaks the earth. The streets where Lola play, very sexy, very sexy. Okay, okay, fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come, oh, 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 fear we may come, so run, 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 oh, oh, oh. It's in your heart. It's in your heart, your beauty. And even in this world of lies, this purity, you've got innocence in your eyes. Even in this world of lies, you're still hopeful, very sexy. Okay, okay, fear we may come.
Micah P. Hinson's Yard of Blonde Girls. Duke Ellington's Far East Suite is an amazing body of work. I was recommended it by the lovely Peter Hale, who's the drummer in Here We Go Magic, an amazing band who are all in the studio at the moment. That's very exciting. One of the first things Peter said to me, a very charming, elegant and incredibly tall man is Pete. One of the first things he said to me after we met was, have you tripped on Duke Ellington? You really should trip on Duke Ellington. I like that kind of semi-bohemian jazz speak. And I immediately warmed to the man. Now we're good friends. He recommended the Far East Suite, which technically should be called the Middle East Suite, because Duke Ellington and his band were touring the Middle East when they made the record. They came off the tour early, apparently because of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But when I listen to this piece of music, I think maybe they just had enough. Tell me what you think. Were Duke Ellington and his band enjoying the Middle East when they wrote Blue Pepper?
We'll be right back. BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
New one from Goat, Hide From The Sun. I love it. Psychedelia seems to be back everywhere. Suits me down to the ground, being an old hippie. Yeah, the bandana story, not really very proud of it, but I used to wear my next door neighbour James was a truck driver for a delivery firm, and he found some Liberty silk scarves in a warehouse when he was doing a job. And I used to tie one of them into, like, not even like a cool sort of round the head bandana, like an over the head bandana when I was 14. And looking back on it, I got bullied a lot, but looking back on it, I think I'd have bullied me. I was deliberately trying to stand out and looked preposterous. I recently heard Stuart McConey on the wonderful show that he does with Mark Radcliffe here on the greatest station on earth. Recently heard him talking in passing about the song of the wood pigeon, the sort of phonetic way to remember bird calls. I can't remember what he said the song of the wood pigeon was. It was something like, I don't like trifle, or something like that. I've got loads of wood pigeons around my house, and whenever I hear them singing their woo, 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 which they do a lot, I always hear a line from this next song by Tom Waits. It's God's Away on Business, which is a pretty frightening thought, eh? The ship is sinking. Have a listen to that line. Listen out for the wood pigeons on Tom Waits' God's Away on Business.
I'm selling the drunk man, baby, for a buck. For a buck. If you're looking for someone to pull you out of that ditch, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. Ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. There's a leak in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind. Who were the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and warriors. God's away, God's away, God's away on business, business. God's away, God's away, God's away on business, business. Digging up the tent with the shovel and the pick, it's a job. The job, money mood rising with the plague and the fun. Doing the mob, doing the mob. It's all over. It's all over. It's all over. And there's a leak in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind.
And the foreboding God's away on business. Did you hear the wood pigeons? Would you do me a favour, and if you're a regular listener to Stuart and Mark's programme, just email them in and argue with them over what you think the wood pigeons call is most like. Let's have some praise for the programme, eh? Why not? A little bit of self-indulgence. First of all, here's an email from Laurie in Edinburgh, where I'm going in a couple of weeks, actually. My brother's performing in Edinburgh. With his comedy sketch show. I'm going to go up and support him. Anyway, Laurie says, can you help? What's the guitar background to Guy Garvey's talkover at the top of today's show? Thanks a million. BBC Radio 6 music hits the spots every time. It's Jimi Hendrix, Third Rock from the Sun. There you go, Laurie. Here we go. Here's some text. Ian King York says, BBC Six Music is very comforting, like a comfy slipper. Smacky Madrid says, sudden finger dexterity improved, mood doing world's dullest translation. I can only attribute it to Six Music and Guy Garvey. Thank you. Fettling bikes in the kitchen was Will Spur 67 last week. Into the Mystic, Van the Man, I want to rock your gypsy soul, said JDI Phil. 8Ben08 said, what could be more pretentious than sitting on the lawn outside the Royal Crescent listening to BBC Six Music on the Roberts Radio picnicking? Well, more pretentious still was showing off that you've got a Roberts digital radio. They ain't cheap. Lots of other lovely things from Charlie Parrish, Aaron Flicking, Lovely Kaz 74, In Louise Am, etc, etc. Thank you for all your praise and support and encouragement. You can send me abuse as well. That's occasionally quite interesting. This next tune is a new one from A Dead Forest Index. They're a Melbourne-based band. Sam and Adam Sherry are in the group. This is very dramatic. His voice sounds like the female lead of Beach House, but the music very considered. Some of the harmonies I find really touching. A Dead Forest Index, it's new music here on Six Music. and it's called Tide Walks.
Inside, into the ashes, unchanged, without ending.
Dead Forest Index and Tide Walks. This next song, Brandy Alexander, is by the wonderful Ron Sexsmith. I had occasion to interview Ron once on another song that he wrote. Coming from a very spontaneous place, his songwriting, if I was to guess, I would say his parents were artists of some kind. And I would say the same about the young lady covering this song. This is Feist. She's, I think, probably Canada's proudest export. She's a wonderful singer, a great writer, but her cover of Ron Sexsmith's Brandy Alexander, I think you'll agree, is just beautiful.
Though I'd like to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him, skin, my tongue is sound until the ever-distant band begins to play. He's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, he's my Brandy Alexander. Trouble, but it's another matter. Brandy Alexander, though I know what I love most of him,
Feist and Brandy Alexander. That was a song for Guy recommendation so long ago that I didn't keep the name of the person who recommended it. Apologies. Do keep your song for Guy recommendations coming in. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the same address, or just find me through the BBC Six Music website. That's the same address for suggestions for our Loop special coming up sometime soon in the future. I want the history of the loop in music, repetition in general. I want your observations of it. I want your choices of music involving obvious loops. Think about out-of-time loops. Tell me what the songs mean to you, where you first heard them, and let's make a loop special between us.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impact and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Sunday nights from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
This next song is chosen by Steve Coogan on his episode of Desert Island Discs. I'm very proud to say that less than a couple of hours ago, as this show is broadcast, my edition of Desert Island Discs went out on Radio 4. I don't know what it's like yet, because I've not heard it yet, because at the time of pre-recording this programme for you, I'm just nervous about what I said and how they're going to edit me. But do have a listen. Obviously, don't jump stations willy-nilly, but when you get some time, have a listen, see what you think. I've been asked to promote my own edition of Desert Island Discs. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I have to say, it's an enormous honour. And Kirsty Young was just the most fantastic, charming, wonderful lady. They all were, the whole crew. I really enjoyed doing it. Here, though, is one of Steve Coogan's choices, one that I agree with, an artist that actually I picked on my edition of the programme, too.
Were you comfortable with having, with the success of Alan Partridge, such a big character? I mean, I presume it must have changed your life radically.
I remember quite clearly recording the pilot of the talk show Knowing Me Knowing You for radio, and I dressed up as the character even though it was radio. And
can you remember what you were wearing?
Yeah, I nipped to Lillywhite's to buy a Pringle sweater that was quite expensive, actually, a sort of golfing sweater. I've still got that sweater, actually.
I'm wearing it today.
Oh no, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, and I've sort of got sentimental attachment to it, actually. But now, I remember afterwards, Patrick said, you do realise, he said, this character that you recorded tonight is going to change your life. People are going to be shouting that aha at you. I remember thinking at the time, wow, that would be extraordinary. What an amazing thing that would be.
How many times do they shout at you a week now, say?
About twice a week. It's not that bad. It's quite a comfortable amount. If it stopped altogether, I'd be upset. But two or three times a week is acceptable to me, yeah.
Let's have some music. Okay. What have you chosen next?
The next track is Joni Mitchell and California. I love the lyrics. I love the fact that it captures a period of time where young people were exploring Europe and the world was changing, and it brings something alive every time you hear it. And it takes me outside of myself. It takes me to another world, and I love it for that.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lines to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ears just give you. Lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
Steve Coogan choosing Joni Mitchell's California on his edition of Desert Island Discs. My edition of Desert Island Discs should be available on the iPlayer very soon, like literally the next hour or so. Thank you to Kirsty and everyone who put her programme together again. Thanks for inviting me on. A real honour. I loved it. This next song by Smashing Pumpkins is off the B-sides album Pisces Iscariot. It's actually my favourite album of theirs, despite being a collection of B-sides and rarities. This beautiful thing is called Obscured. Some amazing guitar work on it.
Thank you.
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 3:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. A Royal Navy ship has arrived off the coast of Tripoli to help British citizens leave Libya as fighting between militia groups there intensifies. The Foreign Office is temporarily closing its embassy in Tripoli from tomorrow. Our reporter in the Libyan capital, Rana Jawad, has more.
The embassy here has been advising all British nationals to leave the country for over a week now through commercial means. So this ship is just basically a last-minute option for British nationals that are still here and want that assisted departure from the embassy before they close.
The Labour leader Ed Miliband has said that David Cameron must send a much clearer message to Israel that its actions in Gaza are unacceptable and unjustifiable. He says Hamas is a terrorist organisation, but that its rocket attacks on Israel don't excuse the killing by Israel of so many innocent Palestinian civilians. In Gaza, an Israeli missile has come down next to a school where 3,000 Palestinian civilians were sheltering. Palestinian health officials say 10 people were killed. A spokesman for the Israeli military says Israel doesn't intentionally target UN facilities and is cooperating with an investigation into what happened. Chris Gunness from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency says nowhere in Gaza is safe.
People coming to a safe sanctuary run by the United Nations realize that it's not safe anymore. We know there's nowhere to run because Gaza has a fence around it. Now we know there's nowhere to hide.
At least 150 people are now reported to have died and 1,700 people been injured in a strong earthquake in southwest China. It had a magnitude of 6.1 and struck the Yunnan province during the afternoon. And it's the final day of the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. England are guaranteed to finish top of the medals table for the first time since 1986, with Scotland and Wales also eclipsing their previous best performances. The closing ceremony is at Hampden Park tonight. That's Six Music News. I'm back with more at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, sing the song of love, Julia. Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind. Song of love, Julia. Calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia. Julia.
Just heard a wood pigeon, as we were discussing. It's not quite right. Scuppered. Go on, do it again, mate. And off he goes. But it's stage fright from Woody the Wood Pigeon. You wouldn't believe how much those guys can eat. I've shut the window. Where were we? Oh, that was Julia from the Beatles. A song for Guy recommendation from Angus Harrison. That was more of a reminder, actually. The fact that he recommended it let me know that I haven't played it in so long. I think my favourite Beatles song. Contentious. Bill Withers is my featured artist for this week. And I have to admit something now. On this very programme, some time ago, I played a Bill Withers song and I came out the back of it confidently with a slightly sombre tone in my voice. You've got to be careful with the sombre tone. If you play a touching record or if you play a record by somebody who's died, it's very tempting to do the DJ sombre tone. I'm afraid I did do it. I came out the back of a Bill Withers tune some years ago and I said, the late, great Bill Withers. And then moved on, and it was broadcast. And then I got an email saying, dear Guy, not only is Bill Withers still with us, but I'm the producer of a documentary called Still Bill. Because he hadn't been in the hit parade, I decided he was dead. What does that tell you about my priorities? Terrible, eh? Bill Withers is still very much alive and dedicating his life to charity work. He helps children with speech impediments. He was a sufferer himself. And he works tirelessly. It's an amazing documentary, actually, Still Bill. And my apologies to the great man for killing him off. Although it did give me a really good idea, which I've pitched to Radio 4, to make a documentary about just who's been accidentally killed on air by how many different presenters. I reckon we'll have some presenters who do it more often than others. I might call it Natural Born Killers or something like that. I think it's a good idea, don't you? I think you should all email Radio 4 and tell them that you think they should commission it. For here now is the very much still with us, Bill Withers, with I Don't Know. I just love his voice on this tune.
I get a warm summer feeling, walking through the snow, even chilly darkness has the brightest glow, and I just love you so. Sometime I just don't know, I just don't know. I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. I say that time just seems to help this wondrous feeling grow. Maybe I might wake up early one morning and find it isn't so, but I just just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, just like a rich man, haven't got a dime. Feeling like a young man, but I'm old as Father Time, and I just love, love you so. Sometime I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know.
The late great Bill. Only joking. Bill Withers, still with us. Very much alive and doing good work. Jolly Holland's new album, Wine Dark Sea, has had more than one spin in my house. Jolly and I are in touch. She is right in the middle of a tour. She's coming over here in September. I urge you all to go and see her play. She's extraordinary. And you never know, I might even see if I can grab her for an interview. That would be wonderful. If you have anything to do, if you're one of Jolly's people, do suggest to her that she come and be a guest on this show. This is called On and On. Her vocal delivery is something, I don't know, I find it incredible. It's like she's being torn left, right, backwards and forwards with every sentiment, with every word, with every breath. Her guitar skills are legendary as well, but I just find it very authentic and very affecting. Here it is, Jolly Holland from Wine Dark Sea. This is On and On.
Stars swing around when you take
Jodie Holland from The Wine Dark Sea, that's On and On. If you want to know any of the tunes I've played on the programme at any point in the future, just go and have a look online, find my Six Music page, you'll have all your information there. This next tune from Porgy and Bess, Nina Simone made this her own, I think. I absolutely love it. It's perfect Sunday afternoon music.
I love you, Porgy, don't let him take me, don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay with you forever. I've got my.
That going out to Maurice and Jackie Miller. My mate Jackie's just moved house and will be a regular listener from now on, I think. That was Nina Simone and I Loves You, Porgy. Is there anything more beautiful?
Six Music recommends.
I think the most exciting thing about recommends is that it's all new, so it's all completely fresh.
I can take the wildest musical palette to an audience that are really ambitious, really hungry for new sound.
Searching for new bands and looking for music. It's one of those things which allows you to fall in love on a fairly regular basis.
It's an hour of my favourite discoveries, some of which I've found in record shops, some of them which I've poached from my own Friday show.
Directly from artists and boutique labels across the world.
We need to get the word out about fantastic new music so that people who hear it can go out and see those bands play live, they can buy their records. That's what it's all about.
Six Music recommends.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve LeMay. Monday to Thursday nights from midnight
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next song from David Sylvian is on the album Dead Bees on a Cake, and it follows in mood from that one quite well, I think. It's called I Surrender. I'm dedicating it to my bass player Pete Turner and his beautiful family, to his Mrs. Ruth and to little Martha and my godson Ted. I know they listen when they're in the kitchen on a Sunday. This is for you lot.
Dead, embittered from the stars. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. Tonight the stars are all aligned and I surrender. My mother cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of back the trophies of the battles that we've fired. Searchlights fill the open skies and I surrender.
Tonight I'm learning how to fly and I surrender.
captured by the recognition on your face. Hold me now while my old love dies tonight, and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the open skies, and I surrender. Evening just before the fall, the light in your eyes, the meaning of it all. Birds fly and fill the summer skies, and I surrender. She throws the burning books into the sea. Find the meaning of the word inside of me. It's alright, the stars are all aligned, and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the moonlit skies, and I surrender. To ashes in the hands, the disappearing world of footprints in the sand. Tell me now that this love will never die, and I'll surrender. Mother cries beneath the open sky.
Go, that's almost all we have time for another week. Thanks to Michelle, Peter, and of course the Beckopedia. Thank you so much for all your Song for Guy recommendations. Keep the Loop edition of the programme in mind. Sit down and write me an email. Tell me music involving loops that you want to hear. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. The wonderful Iggy Pop up next. And to play us out as always, Bill Evans with Peace Peace. Why? Because everybody digs Bill Evans.